I think it's a lot of it's additional pressure on the military. Like, is this someone you're worth is worth sticking with for you for U.S. intervention, for additional sanctions, et cetera? So I think this is all just psychological pressure, really, on the military.
Fascinating days ahead, I'm sure. Mark Keller, thank you very much for joining us. Analyst at the Economist Intelligence Unit there. Let's turn our attention to, well, I suppose whether or not you're lying in bed listening to this or whether you're actually at work, because at 9:40, most people probably, unless you're on the shift work, are already at work, but you may be among the 350,000 people who decided to call in sick today, because today is National Sickie Day, as it is every year, the first Monday in February, traditionally the day that Britons are most likely to be absent from their workplace. Let's talk to David Selvers about this, an entrepreneur and HR expert. Good morning to you, David.
Julia, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you and I are up and working.
We are. Have you ever pulled a sickie?
Never.
I have. But a long time ago, and I have to say, yeah, I was on staff, so I still got paid.
I've been self-employed for nearly 50 years. You don't go sick.
It is amazing the difference in sick rates of people who are paid and not paid when they spend a day in bed. Now, we may be being a bit horrid here about people pulling a sickie, basically, you know, because they've ended dry January and they've been overindulging this weekend or just can't face it on a miserable, rotten, wet day. There might be a lot of people also who've got some of the lurgies that go around at this time of year, early February.
Yeah, there will be. I mean, without doubt, National Sickie Day is Jekyll and Hyde. There are people who take the opportunity to throw the lead, and you've only got to look at some of the excuses. I heard one yesterday that, the snow outside was so nice, I thought it'd be a shame to walk on it.
okay.
My dog ate my shoes. yeah, it's endless. And you also get the other side of it, though, Julia, that good people who are not quite at their best think, if I don't go in today, they'll think I'm pulling one. So they turn up when they probably shouldn't,
yeah.
And they may give their cold to somebody else. But underneath it all, as you mentioned some of the sort of the input to it, and I've just completed my 46th dry January, you come to the end of it. Actually, I have a couple of pints. But it's credit card bills. You might not have cleared what you thought you'd want to clear after Christmas.
Yeah.
The days are getting lighter, but we've come through the long, dark period. It's generally cold, wet, miserable. It will make even positive people like you and me a little bit down, possibly.
Oh, absolutely. I've got to be honest. You know, the alarm goes off at 4:45 and it's pouring with rain and it's dark and miserable and cold.
That's right.
And I think a lot of people think, but now lots of companies do have this thing where they actually, even when they, you know, when your job interview process will have duvet days and you're given 2 days a year,
that's right,
you can take off. You don't have to lie and pretend the child's off,
yeah,
sick. You don't have to lie and pretend you've got flu. You can just say, I can't face it today. I need a day under the duvet.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, this is a new idea. I mean, 30 years ago.
Well, I was going to bring that in, because it started and is most common in Northern Ireland. And it is something, effectively, you're giving them 2 extra days holiday. The problem with it, especially as a small employer,
yes,
and I've employed between one person and 84 people in the last 45 years, but as a small employer, if several people decided to take today as a duvet day,
yeah,
that can cause you a problem. But it comes back to knowing your staff and to working with them. But the other thing that I think we should focus on more is that 2 or 3 weeks ago we had Blue Monday. Now, Blue Monday started as a PR con to sell holidays. And the medical charities and medical health charities seized on it and they gave it a productive value. And a lot of people are coming to the end of winter and all that that means and that we've talked about, and they just feel bad. I think it's better to address that under the problems we look at on Blue Monday, rather than to build it into National Sickie Day.
Yes.
I'm going to come up with something. Let's have in October a National Work Double Time Day.
That'll go down well with the bosses. Don't, for God's sake, don't give them ideas, David. David Selves, entrepreneur, HR expert. Lovely to speak to you, sir. 9:45 is the time. Coming up, we're going to talk to a man who never takes a sickie, Ollie Townsend. He's got the big